you for downloading this William Hill podcast. You can get the latest odds, offers, and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app, and in any of our shops around the UK. Football on In Play Radio. The Championship.
Yeah, back with the guys very soon for the latest betting commentary on a whole host of sports this evening and the Champions League to come later on. Plus, a big programme of Championship football. We've got Jason Lewis on the line from the72.co.uk to preview three games and give us a treble. You all right, Jason?
I'm very well, Lee. It's going to be a big night, I think, in the Championship. So I know, looking forward to it.
Some great games, aren't there? And lots of them as well. As I say, you've picked out three. So we'll have a look at them. The first one that we'll have a look at is Millwall versus Wigan. It doesn't get an awful lot bigger for these two clubs who are getting towards the point of no return, in truth, aren't they? Wigan are in 22nd position and Millwall are a position down. The points difference at the moment, 36 each. The goal difference, minus 32 for Millwall, minus 20 for Wigan. And they are 7 points away from Rotherham United, although Millwall have got a game in hand. So this is an absolutely crucial matchup between these two clubs. The odds see Millwall at 7-4, Wigan at 13-8, and the draw at 11-5. So the traders can't really make their minds up. The form's kind of similar. Only one win since the 10th of February for Millwall, but that came against Charlton in the last but one game last Friday night. And only one win for Wigan in the last seven. They had a couple of wins which you thought might just lift them away. But since they beat Rotherham, they haven't got another win on the board, Jason. What happened here?
It's a very big, big game at the Phil Taylor. More so with the news about Rotherham that came out yesterday.
Yes,
that
indeed.
That ineligible player. So we don't really know what's going on there. So both these sides really should be coming into this one thinking a win could spark chances of getting out of the trouble they're in. And as you say, Millwall, they didn't play on Easter Monday, so they haven't played as much as some of the other teams around. And they beat Charlton 2-1, a very good win. And they were beaten by Watford, but they put up a very good fight against Watford, who are chasing promotion. They look they're one of those four teams that are really in the hunt. And a 2-2 draw at Brentford and 0-0 at Brighton. So it's not really the poorest run of form coming into this one. Whereas you look at Wigan, they sat Malky McCarr and they brought in Gary Caldwell. And they did draw 2-2 at Fulham on Friday night. But really, for me here, it's got to be the impetus with the home side. And I think they're going to step up. And I think Neil Harris will have the players firing. He's a bit of a club legend. He'll really get them up for this game. And I think I'm tipping Millwall in this one, personally. I think it could be very close. It could be an edgy 1-0. Or I'd expect it to be tackles flying in and plenty of passion. But I think Millwall should really just get this one under their belts. They've still got that game in hand right down to next week, I think they make it up when they travel to Blackburn. So, really, I think Millwall here could nick a win. So, I think that's a good price on the home side there at 7-4. Really, it's a good one to start us off, I think.
Yeah. To South Yorkshire next, where Sheffield Wednesday host Brentford. The Owls are 5-2, 12-5 the draw, and the Bees are 11-10. Owls versus Bees. Law of the jungle, I'd probably go with the Bee. But probably going to look at it a bit more in depth than that, to be fair. Sheffield Wednesday really are the draw specialists at home. So many draws. Since they lost to Bolton Wanderers at home on the 17th of January, in their 8 games, they've had 6 draws, a win and a defeat. 4 of those draws have been 1-1, 2 have been goalless. And you could argue that Brentford's recent form, as good as it's been, 3 draws in the last 4, could well cost them. In a way, it sounds daft, Jason, but for Brentford, you'd be better off losing one, winning one, you know, if they could pick up more points, because they're just in that group, aren't they, of Wolves themselves, Ipswich and Derby, who are just hovering in and out of the playoffs at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. There's a clear, like, 2 groups of 4. You've got the Bournemouth, Middlesbrough, Norwich and Watford who are the chasing those top 2, and then you've got 4 for another 2 spots in the playoffs. And Brentford, really, they've got to be gutted on Saturday. 1-0 up going into added time at Derby. That really would have been a big win for them. And probably, you'd say, looking at the fixtures they've got left to play with Bolton, Reading and Wigan, really that would have cemented their place in the playoffs, you'd hope. And now they're travelling to Sheffield Wednesday. As you say, don't lose a lot at home. Probably needing a win in this game to get the points they need to get over the line and have the chance of the playoff opportunity and perhaps Wembley glory. And Sheffield Wednesday really have nothing to play for. It's all on the impetus. It's definitely on Brentford here again to put a result out there. And it's tricky. Sheffield Wednesday lost to Norwich away from home 2-0. Draws at home. I think Sheffield Wednesday v Huddersfield, it was a very dire game, if I remember rightly. And it was two goals in the last 5 minutes of the game. And it's difficult to reach Sheffield Wednesday. But Brentford have only drawn three times away from home this season. So although Sheffield Wednesday draw special at home, Brentford seemed quite solid on the road. We've picked up a lot of points over the course of the season. So I think Brentford here will come out and get the win they need. And with Wolves facing a tough trip to Borough, we'll cover that shortly. And Derby, they've got the banana skin of Blackpool to play. You never know what's going to happen there. Brentford could see themselves back in the top six come the end of this midweek action. So Brentford here, I think that's a good little away price on them there. 11-10 is certainly one to be backing for me.
So Millwall 7-4, Brentford away from home 11-10. That's two legs of the treble. The final match, as Jason alluded to there, is Middlesbrough versus Wolves. 4-5 Borough, 12-5 the draw. Wolves 15-4. Middlesbrough's home form has been fantastic all season. Lost three times. Two of those losses came in the first three games. So they've only lost one game since August at home. The last five they've won since losing to Leeds United. Four of them have been clean sheets as well. They kept clean sheets against Bolton, Millwall, Wigan and Rotherham. You probably could suggest that they should have done as well, conceding one goal to Ipswich, who they beat 4-1. Wolves' away form isn't bad. You know, they pick up wins, don't they? They're liable to lose a game, but they usually bounce back from that. They lost last time out at Birmingham. Really interesting game, this one. You can sense that Wolves would probably like to go there and just try and play for the draw. Don't think they'll get away with it, though, do you?
No, I think if they try and play for a draw, they're going to lose this game 1-0, 2-0. It seems an all too familiar story at Middlesbrough when teams go there with two banks of four and try and sit deep. That's what Middlesbrough like to play. They struggled. They got battered at Bournemouth and Watford, really. And that was when sides have come onto them and they've been pinned back. So really, Wolves here, I think, have got to try and stick to their principles of using Sakho, Afobe and Dicko and really go at this Middlesbrough side. If they can get a goal early like Leeds did, it proves that this Middlesbrough side sometimes can't come back well from trailing. But for me, I think Middlesbrough at home form, five wins. They've last time had a comfortable win against Rotherham at home. I think they've got two trips away. I think they've got Norwich on Sky on Friday night. That's a massive, massive game. I'm sure Pete will talk about that one in the podcast. But for me, I think Middlesbrough here, it's odds on, but I think it's a good little one to add in the treble that should come in.
Yeah, Middlesbrough were the best home defence in the league by five goals, only letting 11 all season in their 21 home games. Tremendous record, five better than the next best of Ipswich. So the treble then, as I said, the first two legs already totted up, 7-4. 11-10, 4-5 for Borough. The treble pays 9.39-1. So a £10 bet would return you £103.95 with your stake back. Jason, good luck with that.
Thank you very much. I'm off to Reading Bournemouth, so hopefully.
Enjoy.
Nice evening for me.
Yeah, nice one. 6-1 Reading, so it might be worth a little tickle on me. yeah, we'll speak to Jason again before the weekend to get his views on the best matches in League One and League Two. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of the Championship tonight, then very, very best of luck. We'll return you back to the InPlay Radio team.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.